some velvet morning when I'm straight. I'm gonna open up your gate and maybe tell you about Phaedra and how she gave me light and how she made it in some velvet morning when I'm straight.
Flowers grow.
This is Ralph Crum at Winter Road II, back with the Ralph Winter Road Show, coming to you live out of Alaska, and talking about the 552, it's Title V USC, 552A1, which is the it mandates all agencies to promulgate their rules and regulations into the Federal Register. And capital D, subsidy rules. Those are the ones that have the force and effect of law, and they are the same as a statute. And if not so promulgated, I can't be adversely affected. That is an act of Congress. And the 553 B, C, and D, which I was just starting to go over, is the jugular to determine if these rules and regulations. Rules technically are to do with the government, and regulations is some regulated industry, but they put them together in the CFRs. Well, I hear the music, and we're going back. We're going to go through that, and I'm going to give you a couple where, guess what? The APA overturned criminal convictions. It does happen if you know what you're doing.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Well, we're back from break here, and we're going to get through these three things that B, C, and D of 553. This is how you determine, and you have to be able to some way articulate these. B is the proposed rule. There's two rulemaking steps in the Federal Register for agencies: proposed rule and final rule. The proposed rule shall be published in the Federal Register, 553B. Number one, statement of time, place, nature of the public making proceedings. Two, reference to the legal authority under which the rule is proposed. It must have a statutory authority. Three, either the terms of the substance of the proposed rule or a description of the subjects or issues involved. What are they talking about? Now we go to C. After the notice of this section, the agency shall give interested persons an opportunity to participate in the rulemaking through the submission of written data, views, arguments, with or without opportunity for oral presentation. They have to wait 30 days, by the way. So, summarize the first proposed rule. They must state in there they're in compliance with 553B. They must say that we're going to tell you what this is all about. They're going to give you the statutory authority. They're going to allow you 30 days to comment on this, and then we go back to when they come back on D. The required publication or service of a subsidy rule shall be made not less than 30 days before its effective date. 30 days. So when they publish the final rule, again, by the way, they must state they're in compliance with 553B. They must address the comments. And they, after they publish it, they got to wait 30 days. And the reason for the 30 days is, indeed, each agency shall give an interested person the right to petition for issuance, amendment, or a repeal of a rule. That's it. That's the ballgame, substantive rules. And if they do not promulgate a substantive rule, it creates no obligation and no duty. What's a good due process? So I have noticed. Here is an excellent Supreme Court case, Holden, H-O-L-D-E-N versus Hardy, H-A-R-D-Y, 169 U.S. 366. That's 169 U.S. 366. The court has never attempted to define the precision of the words due process of law. It is sufficient to say that there are certain immutable principles of justice which adhere to the very idea of a free government which no member of the union may disregard, as to no man shall be condemned in his person or property without due notice and the opportunity of being heard in his defense. It is manifest that it was not left to the legislative power to enact any process which might be devised. The article is a restraint on the legislative as well as on the executive and judicial powers of the government, and cannot be so construed as to leave Congress free to make any process due process of law by its mere will. Recognizing the difficulties of defining with exactness the phrase due process of law, it is certain that these words imply a conformity with natural and inherent principles of justice. Forbid that one's man property or right to property shall be taken for benefit or another, for the benefit of another or for the benefit of the state without compensation, and that no one shall be condemned in his person or property without the opportunity of being heard in his defense. How about that redistribution of wealth that Obama's doing? Absolutely true. And another case that gets right into it, it also includes matters of procedure, is Planned Parenthood of Southeastern Pennsylvania versus Casey. And that's 505 U.S. 833. That's a 1992 case. And it talks about barring certain government actions regarding of the fairness of the procedures used to implement them. And they're talking about here Justice Brandeis joining Justice Holmes. Despite arguments to the contrary, which has seemed to be persuasive, it is settled that the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment applies to matters of substantive law as matters of procedure. Both. We have to have, and this is a procedural. They've got us in the administrative state. It's all about procedure. That's the game they want to play. Okay. So if we're going to play this little game, then has there been any cases that I could cite to where the APA, the Administrative Procedures Act, has actually made a difference? It's actually overturned a criminal conviction? Absolutely. 551 F2D 1099. And this is United States versus Gavrilovic. It's Gavrilovic. 551 F2D 1099. And this is a case here about some drugs. And it was in violation of 553D. And the judgment of conviction ordered vacated. That's a 1977 case. It's a manufacture of a controlled substance. And it was based on the fact that they did not allow 30 days before they published it. And they go into 553D, and see, is there anything important here? Well, they give some other cases, but it's a great case. I've got it all highlighted. It also talks about B and C, that you have to have the opportunity to do this. And this was about the Attorney General. They didn't do it. So that's one case. Another case where they actually granted a habeas corpus because of this is 553F3D408. It's 583F3D408. This is a Sixth Circuit case, by the way. This happens to be decided October 13, 2009, hot off the press. And they vacated and remanded this thing here about promulgation, about traveling. I think it was to do with sexual preference, stuff with sexual perverts, but we're not going to go into that part of the world. But in here it talks about the criminal rules, or the rules that are criminal statutes are to be strictly construed against the government. And here they had allocated, just like they're going to in the health care bill, they're going to get around and they're going to delegate this to some agency to make rules and regulations. And they go into it in great detail on this one also. And they're talking here, it says, because the Attorney General specification puts new criminal liability on the acts or admissions of regulated persons, it is quintessentially legislative as compared with regulations that merely restate or interpret statutory obligation. This contrasts with interpretive rules not subject to notice and comment periods, 553B, and that's a capital A. So they overturned another criminal case. There's two of them right there, using the APA. And people think it doesn't have any power because very few people have any idea of how to even go about using it. It can be done. It really can be done. So let me get into the 2039, and I want to spend some time on time I have left here on some of the things in Springer's jury instructions. The 2039 summons. Got to bring that up here. That was really an interesting thing. I had never gone back because there's so many of these things to research out, and I just now have had the opportunity to spend some time looking up the 2039 summons. And it's about books and records. And, of course, there are no Part 1, which Part 1 are 26 CFR 1 point something, which are individual income taxes. If it's a Part 301, conclusively proven now, that is to do with federal employees. It is Part 301 is not part of the Administrative Procedures Act. But what they've done is they put it under the authority of 5 U.S.C. 301 and 5 U.S.C. 552. They've combined the APA and the federal employees. But I was looking at this form that they use for 2039. And it's extremely interesting because you go down there to the bottom. I'm going to try to find and get it up here real quick. And in this thing, you go down and you take a look about who is doing the signing on the bottom line. And it's an IRS officer. And there's two signatures there. And what it says down there is a signature of issuing officer and signature of approving officer. And they issued the code, which is 7602, the authority. So the first thing you do when you do these, there are three places you always go to look up regulations. In the CFRs, they list a table. They have a Part 1 table, a Part 31 table for employers. Part 1 is for individual income taxes, Part 20 for gifts, Part 301 for federal employees. That's one place to go. Number two place to go, which is people on my special list that get, you go back to the 1960 republished regulations, which is a very large file, all of them, 68 megabytes. Or you go back to 1967, the Part 301 regs. Back in a minute. Thank you.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, we're back from break here, and talking about the good old, there's all kinds of people that have been, had the unfortunate thing to have these third-party summonses, 2039 summonses, they're known as, 7602 is the books and records, and it's in, there's another regulation that says the authority is under 7602, and the authority also is in a 301, 7602-1. So anyway, first thing you do, like I was saying, is you search all of the tables that are part of the CFRs. I give those out too, by the way, as part of the special list. Then you search the 1960, all of the republished Part 1 regulations, the 1967 Part 301 regs, and you see what you got there. And then I go to Westlaw for the third check to go in to see if there's anything that's not in either one of those. Typing in the CFRs 1 point, like 7602 or 301.7602. And, there are no part one regs under books and records. I wonder why. We're going to tell you why. I cannot believe they've gotten away with this nonsense. It ain't nonsense. It's criminal acts. So I went into the under 301.7602-1. I said, okay. I want to go in here and see if that one meets any sort of, it's a 301 reg for federalities, but that's fine. The effective date is the same. Day is published, and it says we're not doing 553B. Then I say, why? We're just not doing it. Okay, so you can throw it out. that's one right there, the 2005. That's 70FR16711. So the next one I went back to that's in order is 67FR57330. 67FR57330. And same thing, we're not going to do the 553 B and D. We're just not going to do it. Okay, so now we're back to two of them that don't want to follow the APA. Then we get back to another very interesting one, which is 1986. And this is, oh, these guys, I tell you, if anybody ever read what they wrote, this is about the summons again. And it says, although I noticed a proposal rulemaking soliciting public comments was issued, the Internal Revenue Service has concluded that the regulations are interpretive. A notice in public procedure requirements of 5 U.S.C. 553D do not apply. See, they give you comments. That's an illusion. But unless they state they're in compliance, and they say they're interpretive right here. Okay, so I threw out 1986. So far we've had nothing that's got any force and effect of anything to do anything with. Then I came into 38FR34803. This is a, let's see, this is 1973. I couldn't believe what I just read. I said, whoa, wait a minute here. Set 38FR34803, 1973. It's on the first page. It says the objectives, this is a 301 procedure. The objective amendments accomplish two objectives. First, they remove the authority of certain designated Internal Revenue Service personnel to issue summonses, serve a summons, administer an oath, etc., and give that authority to the commissioner. It is anticipated that the commissioner will in turn issue delegation orders empowering appropriate Internal Revenue Service personnel to perform the various tasks. Whoa. What did I just read? Remove the authority of certain designated Internal Revenue personnel to issue summonses, serve the summons, administer an oath, etc., and give the authority to the commissioner. It is anticipated that in turn, the commissioner will issue delegation orders empowering appropriate Internal Revenue Service personnel to perform various tasks. The second thing that they did to the amendments is in the matters were formerly under the jurisdiction of the Internal Revenue Service but are now responsible to the newly created Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, blah, blah, blah. And that's going to be in Part 70. Okay, so I said, well, isn't that interesting? So now they took away the power from the agents and give it in the commissioner. And here is what in 1973 it says. 301.7602-1 B, summons. For the purposes described in paragraph A of this section, the commissioner is authorized to summon the person liable for tax or required to perform the act. I said, by golly. Well, now, okay, there's the exact words. And they're telling me that in this particular thing, they took the power away from the IRS agents and gave it to the commissioner. And there's the words. So, wow, I said, whoa, wait 1 minute. Let's run up here now to the current 26 CFR 301.70. 7602-1. Do those words still show up exactly unchanged? Oh, I guess we're going to wait to find out after the break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This has been Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Gall. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs where you can trade your Jacksons for top-quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Well, we're back from break here. And anyway, I thought that was absolutely astounding what that says. And there's a case or two I got to look up, and they're trying to say that no, that there's an allocation in the court tried to walk around that here, saying that no, the IRS agents can do that. But that's not what that regulation says. So I've got to go look up a case. There is a case here. Let's see. It's 968 F2D 943. I haven't looked that one up yet. All right, there's a couple of others that they try to get around to do this, and I got to go see how they think they can get around that. That is very clear in the regulations that it's never been redelegated. It's only the commissioner, and nothing's ever changed. It's the exact same verbiage as in 1973, and they explained what they did. They took the power away from IRS agents and officers and gave it strictly to the commissioner. I got a couple of cases to go look up just to see how they want to try to wiggle around that, but that's black and white. Hasn't changed. One of many thousands of things that these guys don't change when they do things. It's just absolutely astounding. Just like in Springer's case, you know, he brought up the internal revenue districts and district directors and those things. And I don't know how they were presented because I wasn't there. I didn't talk to him, so I don't know. But I don't know. It just boggles the mind how many lies and misstatements that these guys make in these trials. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you could write a book on these things. Anyway, on his jury instructions here, I got to pull it up. I inadvertently closed it here. I got to grab it up. There are some very interesting statements in there. They go back and forth between United States and United States of America. Individual income tax under 7201, due and owing by him to the United States of America for a calendar year by failing to file a United States individual income tax required by law. That by law was in their jury instructions. And that little bylaw thing is part of the same nonsense that these guys use in the criminal rules. And it's part of the administrative procedure of the Attorney General's manual of 1947 that the Supreme Court has given deference to. They use it all kinds of cases. And this is a killer, again. You will find it in all of the model jury instructions. And I don't know, I'm not sure understanding, I guess I'm not presenting it correctly or what, but this is in, by the way, this Attorney General's manual is also part of my special list thing. It's on page 88. And it's section 9A, sanctions. The original draft of section 9A limited the imposition of sanctions to those, and in quotation mark, as specified and authorized by statute, in quotation mark. Then they go in and cite a Senate document. The change of the word statute to law was intentional, so as to recognize that an agency may impose a sanction or issue a substantive rule or order if such power is authorized not only by statutes, by treaties, court decisions, commonly recognized administrative practices, or other law. And then they cite a Supreme Court case, 32 U.S. 1, page 13 and 14. That does not support, it's an 1833 case, that does not support what they're saying again. That's in the jury instructions. And they use that by law. It's always there. They got to put it in there. Now, another interesting thing is they wordsmith around the internal revenue districts and that, and they go to, by making false statement to agents, employees of the internal revenue service, and otherwise concealing or attempt to conceal from proper officers of the United States of America. Proper officers of the United States of America. What the heck does that mean? Anybody have any idea what that means? Do you know what it means? Absolutely nothing. Does not mean anything. It took me a long time to finally understand the Constitution of the United States, Article 2, Clause 2, Section 2. And it's when you see it, it's astounding. And it says there, he shall have the power by and with the advice and consent of the Senate to make treaties, provide 2/3 of the senators present concur. He shall nominate and by and with the advice of consent of Senate shall appoint ambassadors, other public ministers, consuls, judges of the Supreme Court, and all other officers of the United States, whose appointments who are not herein otherwise provided for, which shall be established by law. But the Congress may, by law, vest the appointment of such inferior officers as they think proper in the President alone, courts of law, or heads of departments. What's that saying? Established by law. The office, the powers and duties must be established by Congress. There is no such thing as proper officer of the United States. There are officers of the United States, and there are inferior officers of the United States. And that's it. Nothing else. That's it. in this other crazy world, they always try to make something look like it. Sometimes you will see them, they'll say officers of the United States, and they'll put officers in quotation marks, disassociating it. Amazing what these guys do. The office, the powers and duties, only can be created by two means, by the Constitution or by Congress or the legislature, the powers and duties of what these people can do. How they get appointed is by and with the consent of Congress, or Congress can say inferior officers can be appointed by department heads, courts, or whatever. And they have to have a civil commission that they were appointed by somebody that was granted that power. The best case ever I have found on what's called public officers, which also includes officers of the United States, in the several states are called public officers. The same thing applies. And I put this out several times on my special list. This is the best case ever to summarize it and get it down to a concise, and it covers all the aspects of it. It's State versus Hawkins. State versus Hawkins, H-A-W-K-I-N-S, and it's 257 P-411, P as in Paul, page 413 through 418. It's the Supreme Court of Montana, 1927. This is a killer. After an exhaustive examination of the authorities, and they're not lying, we hold five elements are indispensable in any position of public employment in order to make it a public office of a civil nature. One, it must be created by the Constitution or by the legislature or created by a municipality or other body through authority conferred by the legislature. That's the office. It must possess a delegation of a portion of the sovereign power of the government to be exercised for the benefit of the public. There's got to be something that nobody can oversee. It's not ministerial. Ministerial is there are rules and regulations. It's like an employee. You do this, you do that, and that's what you do. Number three, power is conferred, and the duties to be discharged must be defined directly or implied by the legislature or through legislative authority. Four, the duties must be performed independently and without control of a superior power other than the law. Five, it must have some permanency and continuity. In addition, in this state, an officer must take and file an official oath, hold a commission or other written authority, that's called a civil commission or a certificate of election, and give an official bond if the latter be required by proper authority. That's the case. That is one heck of a case to understand the whole thing. And employment does not come under the issue of a public office. It says here, a public officer is distinguished from an employee, must be invested by law with a portion of the state's sovereignty for the public benefit, largely independent of the control and others authorized to exercise functions either of executive, legislative, or judicial character. And I got all kinds of other cases, and all these cases are found in that case. So in his indictment, Stillies and Springer's proper officer of the United States, you betcha. An illusion. So bylaw is an illusion, so is proper thing, and then we got income tax due and owing. Where's that defined? It's not. It is not defined. They just make it up. Now, whether one of the little games that they play, which they did in this, like I say, I don't know if they objected, because I don't have any way of finding out right now. You always see this gross income nonsense in there. You also see there's a known legal duty. you also see there's a legal duty and known legal duty. This is what people can't seem to understand. Where, they never ask, where is the legal duty established? If the indictment, I just read you the rule of court, Criminal Rule 7, we don't have to tell you the statute or the regulation or other provision of law. We don't have to tell you. That's the official duty. All we do is say, you didn't do something. We don't say where you got to do it. We just say you didn't do it. But how can I know, and how would I deal with it? Take, for an instance, if I went into Books and Records and I was mandated to show up, what would they do? They'd say, where are your books and records? I says, well, the obligation and duty of all of the regulations that I have been able to find, I don't have any of those types of books and regulations. There's no obligation and duty for me to handle those types of regulations or those types of books and records. I'm trying to comply. If you show me the authority for any types of books and records that I might have, and it's not under the code sections, show me the regulations and I'll absolutely bend over and kiss your tootsies. I'm safe. They don't exist. I have showed up. I have checked the regulations that create the obligation and duty in Part 1 for books and records, and I find none to be identified. Can you give me any Part 1 subject of regulations that I would keep books and records? If you can't, I got nothing to talk about. I'm trying to comply. What are they going to do? Probably the meeting's going to be over about right then. They're going to try to run off to the kangaroo court, the administrative United States District Court, and try to force you to comply. And then if you know how to argue it, that's where we are in a couple of different cases right now that I'm putting research material in. If you will provide me the subsidy regulations in compliance with 553 B, C, and D, I'll get down and do it right now. Absolutely. I want to pay every lawful and legal tax. You just got to show me the authority because I don't know where to find it. I'm a hick from Kansas, farm boy. Not too smart. Show me the authority so I know what to look for. You can't say all books and records. I got library books. I got all kinds of books. Can't say gross income. They use that gross income, and that is easily dispensed with if you understand that the very first regulation, 1.61-1, says if there are any other places where the regulations are mandated, you cannot use 1.61 or any other regulations under 61, and you can't use the actual section, code section. It says that. So where do I go look to find the exact verbiage? 1.861-8. Exact same verbiage. Then the limiting factor of that is found in F. So the gross income is limited by foreign corporations and illegal or aliens and all that other non-resident aliens and all that nonsense. I don't know why anybody doesn't use this stuff. It's there. They're prohibited from putting in that section and not telling you that it's limited by 1.861 or 861-8. Same verbiage they use. It's copied. I don't know. I did see that Lindsey Springer had filed in a issue into the court about 1.6011-1, which is 6011, is the one that says they're supposed to file regulations to file a return. Well, 6011 goes back to 1967 because it's a part 301, or I'm sorry, 1960. I've got to go back and see if there are any subsidy regs in support of it, and I already know the answer. The answer is going to be a no. So the government put, there's all kinds of regulations that Lindsay got him to cough up. Those regulations cannot stand the test of 553 B, C, and D. Interpretive regs you cannot be prosecuted for. There is no means to prosecute for an interpretive reg. And that's where we live in those courts. That's what's going on in there. It's not something I'm making up. I mean, it's right there. And this is what's more astounding is that more people don't get around and try to do something about it. And that I don't know. I know it's a hard concept to understand, I guess, because we're used to thinking that we have a real government. It's all gone. Nobody home. Back in a minute.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Well, I'm back from break here, and I'm going to give you two case sites for maybe somebody that's listening that wasn't listening last week. Interpretive regs, you can't be violated or enforced. It's Drake versus Honeywell, 797 F2D, Frank, that's F2D 603. Eighth Circuit, 797 F2D 603. And it says it cannot ground legal action in violation of its interpretive rule. Being nature in nature, hortatory rather than mandatory, interpretive rules never can be violated. Hortatory is we intimidate you by You can't have the job if you don't do this. Ninth Circuit case. Drake versus, United States versus American Production. 58 F3D 404. That's 58 F as in Frank, 3D 404. Ninth Circuit case, 1995. Only regulations having the force and effect of law can create a private right of actions. And they're citing Chrysler v. Brown. Interpretive rules do not create enforceable rights. 5 U.S.C. 553 B and 5 and D, citing Chrysler v. Brown. Interpretive rules express an agency's internal housekeeping measures organizing agency activities. There's out of two circuits right there. That's it. So what would the question be I would ask Congress on the health care? Are all the regulations that create a penalty or affect any benefit of any service that you provide, is it going to be in compliance with 553 little b little c and little d, being a subsidy rule that has the force and effect of law? That's my question. I'm gonna get around and type that up and put that out on the internet. One question. You can separate the penalty from the other if you want. I've given a couple cases tonight. APA has overturned criminal convictions, violation of it. People don't know about it. Congress creates penalties, hands it off with regulation over 200 times it shows up in the health care bill. The secretary and God knows who else is going to promulgate regulations making penalties and control. It says the benefit standards. Congress is just say, hey, go out there and rape, pillage, and plunder. And then what's going to happen? They come back and people are going to be up in arms, and then they're going to hold hearings because they can't control these agencies once they're done. They have to redo the policy. And they'll pound on these people in front of us, and we think something's going to happen. Oh, well, nothing's happened. Another hearing. Anyway, as I always say, watch out for the federales. They're everywhere. And stay safe, and we will see you next week. Hope you learned something from the show today. Next week.
With recent internet